Yeah, no problem. It's an interesting thing, and it's helpful too to know, you know, that you can kind of travel around, and even though you're not by one of the transmit sites, you can still get in and still carry on your QSO, and you know, it's helpful in that way, because it's just multiple ways into the system. So the voters are really helpful. I know there's a voter in Richmond, I believe, for the MI. I always get them confused because they're like backwards. The VHF is MI2 and UHF is MI1, which my mind thinks it should be switched, but from what I understand, you know, the UHF was set up first, so that's why it got MI1, and then the VHF was set up second, and that's why it got MI2. And all the MIs were named or numbered in accordance of when they were created, is how I understand it.